我们来看出旧约的圣经马拉基第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's read chapter 3 of Malachi in Old Testament, please.
马拉基第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
到第二节
2:2
弟兄姊妹翻到了马拉基第三章第一第二节
Brothers and sisters, have you found the verses? Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 and 2
万军之耶和华说我要差遣我的使者在我的前面预备道路你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到第二节
Verse
2他来的日子谁能当得起呢他显现的时候谁能立得住呢因为他如炼金之人的火如漂浮之人的茧好我们来看路加福音第十三章
The Gospel according to LukeChapter 13.
十三章二十二节
Verse 22.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人。有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人。”少吗主啊得救的人少吗看看主耶稣怎么回答二十四节耶稣对众人说
Verse 24,
你们要努力进宅门耶稣对众人说你们要努力进宅门我们知道宅门宅路都是永生的路这叫永生的路这是在马太福音第七章登山报讯所说的话
In verse 23 people asked Jesus Lord are there few who are saved see how our Lord replied strive to enter through the narrow gate for many I say to you will seek to enter and will not be able from Matthew chapter 7 we know enter through the narrow gate narrow way is the way to eternal life
快门大路是进入灭亡的一条路
As opposed to the wide gate and the broad road, which lead to destruction.
好，我们继续念下去。
Let's continue.
耶稣对刚刚耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进宅门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人、许多人、许多人将要进去，却是不能。即使家住起来，关了门。”你们站在外面叩门站在外面叩门说主啊给我们开门他就回答说我不认识你们不晓得你们是哪里来的
As in verse 25 Jesus continued to say when the master of the house has risen up and shut the door and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Note that many people will say so. Lord, Lord, open for us.
主耶稣回答说，我不认识你们，不晓得你们哪里来的。
The Lord replied that, I do not know you, and nor do I know where you are from.
弟兄姊妹，在这里的那个认识，在原文，希腊原文里面，是一个什么字呢就是 genosko G-I-N-O-S-K-O 这个是很重要
Here the word English word know in its Greek original is genosko
这个认识的意思就是有一个关系在那里有一个爱的关系有一个选召的关系在里头
This is such an important word because in it it contains the relationship of love it contains theelection of the Lord.
我说你去看路加福音第一章马太福音第一章讲到约瑟和玛利亚没有同房 没有同居，没有同房，这个字就是 genosko， 你就看到这个关系和的那密切，是一个爱的关系，生命的关系，非常紧密密切的一个关系。
The same word is used in Matthew 1 whereJoseph and Mary did not know each other. And this is such an important word. It is the word of close, intimate relationship, a relationship of love and life.
所以这里说主耶稣说我不认识你们，就是主说我同你没有关系，没有爱的关系，没有生命的关系。所以这些人肯定的是关在门外的，是一些主所不认识，同主没有关系的人，是没有真正得救重生的那一些挂名的基督教徒。
And here the Lord says, I do not know you, apparently. These are the nominal Christians who do not have the intimate relationship of love and life with the Lord, non-believers who have never been saved.
底下你看这些人怎么回答。
And see how these people reply.
26节。
Verse 26.
那是你们要说我们在你的面前不是吃过吗？不是喝过吗？你也在我们的街上教训过人吗？
Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our street.
今天来讲，就是今天我们也吃过主，也喝过主，也一起擘过饼，一起领过这个杯。
As it applies to today, it is those who ate, who drank before the Lord, who have received breaking of bread.
我们在这里也去听主的教训。
And together we sat here listening to his teaching.
但是主说
But the Lord said,
我要说，再次的说，我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是哪里来的，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And the Lord replied one more time, but he will say,I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.
这些人被关在门外，他们在哪里呢？在门外是哪里呢？
These people are shut outside the door. Where is it?
你们再看下去。
Let's continue.
你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里，你们却敢在外面。哪里是外面？在那里必要哀哭切齿了。从东到西，从南从北，将有人在神的国里坐席。这是有在后的，将要在前，在前的将要在后。
Verse 28, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourself thrust out. Where is this out? They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God, and indeed there are less.Who will be first? And they are first, they will be last.
他们是在国度外面的。
These people are outside of the kingdom of heaven.
他们在永生门的外面的。
Outside the door of eternal life.
这就很清楚告诉我们。
So these verses tell us abundantly clear.
所以弟兄姊妹，你凡是在福音书里面看到关在门外的，在外面的，是指着永远的灭亡。
That whenever you read from the four Gospels, those people who are shut outside of the door, these are the people who are doomed for eternal destruction.
好，我们再来看，我们来看启示录。
Now let's read Revelation.
我们来念两段。
We will read two paragraphs.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们来看第三节。第三节。
Instead of now, we'll first read verse 3. Chapter,
第三章第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3 of Revelation.
这是对撒迪教会讲的话。
These are the words spoken to the church at Sardis.
所以要回想你是怎样被领受的，怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不谨守，我必临到你那里，如同宰一样。我要什么时候临到你，你绝对不知道。你们要遵守，并要悔改。
Remember therefore how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Keep it and repent.
好，我们来看第十四节。
Verse 14.
对老底嘉教会所讲的。
Were spoken to the church at Laodicea.
你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那位阿们的，为诚心正式见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你何冷何热，你既如问谁也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
第19节。Verse 19. 凡我所痛爱的，我就责备管教他。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备就管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
好，我们最后看启示录第五章。
Lastly, we will read Revelation chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开其印。因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各国、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。弟兄姊妹，特别注意这几个字，归于神，不是买他们来叫他们相信，不是买他们来叫他们得救，不是叫他们买了他们叫他们不下地狱上天堂，这里不是，这里说买他们来叫他们归于神，特别注意那个归于神，非常的重要。
Verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, and for you were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Let's pay special attention to this two word, to God, because God has purchased them, not because so that they could be saved, they could believe, they don't have to go to hell, but go to heaven. But if God has redeemed them,Unto God.
买了人来叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权，归于神，归于神。
And again in verse 10 we see that he has made us a kingdom and priest to our God, again to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
我们基督祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's have a word of prayer.
主，你曾经被杀，用自己的血把我们买了来，让我们能够归给我们的神。
Lord, you were slain, and you have bought us with your blood so that we could be turned unto God.
你使我们能够成为君王，成为祭司，能够归于神。
You made us a kingdom priest unto God.
我们是何等蒙福的人。
How blessed people we are.
你从灰尘中间抬举了我们。
You have lifted us up from the heap of ashes.
你从粪堆中把我们抬举起来。
And you have exalted us from the heaps.
叫我们在基督里成了一个新造的人。
So that in Christ we have become a new creation.
主啊，在亚当里众人都死了。
Lord, in Adam all died.
在基督里众人都要复活。
But in Christ, all will be raised up.
不但是那一天我们身体得赎的复活，今天我们就在基督里同他一同活过来，一同复活，坐在天上。
Not only the resurrection day when our bodies will be raised up, but today we have been raised up to sit in the heavenly places together with Christ.
主，我们要把一切的荣耀、赞美、称颂都归给坐宝座的羔羊。
So Lord, we will give all the glory, praises, and thanksgiving to the one who sits, the very Lamb who sits on the throne.
今天早晨，愿宝惠师的圣灵来引导，来带领我们，带我们进入真理，进入那灵和真理的敬拜。
Oh Lord, may the Holy Spirit, the Comforter today, will lead us into the truth and worship you in truth and spirit.
你是配得我们敬拜 配得我们歌颂，配得我们赞美，配得我们欢呼歌唱的为主。
For you're worthy of our worship, thanksgiving, our shouting of joy, worthy of all the glory.
愿你今天的荣耀向你的百姓显现。
Today, may you reveal your glory to your people.
主，你虽然坐在至高至圣的所在。
Lord, although you live in the most highly lofty place,
但是你看顾那些因你话语而战惊的人。
But you also watch over those who tremble at your word.
你看顾那些谦卑有忧伤的灵痛悔心的那些人。
You also watch over those with a humble, contrite heart and spirit.
你将我们的心能够再次的苏醒过来，让我们的灵再次的苏醒过来。
Once again, quicken our hearts and spirit.
用你的话来坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith with your word.
当我们在愁苦、烦恼、摇动软弱的时候，用你的话来坚固我们。
Oh Lord, strengthen us as we are in sorrows, in grief, in weakness, and in wavering.
我们把余下的时间交托给你。
We just commit the following time to you.
与你软弱的仆人同在。
Be with your weak servant.
与你的使女同在。
Be with your maid servant.
与我们中间每一位同在。
And be with everyone in our midst.
让我们多有一个谦卑的灵来领受你所栽种的道。
So that we will all have this humble spirit to receive the implanted word.
为我们造一个清洁的心。
Create a clean heart within us.
使我们重新得到一个正直的灵。
So that once again we will receive this spirit of righteousness.
让我们的心都转向。
Turn our hearts to our Lord.
什么时候我们的心转向你，你的心也转向我们。
Whenever our hearts are turned to you, your heart will turn to us.
复兴我们。
Revive us.
善待西安，建造你的耶路撒冷。
Deal kindly with Zion and establish Jerusalem.
荣耀都归给你。
Glory be unto you.
祝福归给我们。
And blessings unto us.
听孩子的祷告，是耶稣基督的名。
Your child's prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，我想今天我们还是来交通。啊，我们上半年我在这里用了四次的时间交通。我们当预备迎接你的神。
Today we'll continue fellowship on the theme which I shared with you in the first half of the year of the last four times.
我觉得里面还有负担，还有感动，所以我继续的交通这个题目。
That is, prepare to meet your Lord because the Lord has placed this burden, this feeling in my heart, so I would like to do that this morning.
我们还记得这个经文是在阿摩斯第四章。
We still recall that this verse comes from Amos chapter 4.
耶和华写着阿摩斯先知用这句话来警告提醒警戒这一批悖逆的以色列百姓。
The Lord God through the prophet Amos used this word to admonish, exalt, to warn all these rebellious Israelites.
所以要写着阿摩斯这句话要让他的百姓能够转向耶和华悔改。
So through this verse of Amos, God wants the Israelites to turn to him to repent.
因为我们知道以色列百姓他们一直在那里盼望弥赛亚。
We know that all the Israelites have been hoping for their Messiah.
他们盼望弥赛亚来做什么？
What did they hope the Messiah come to do for them?
虽然他们当时候还没有被掳。
Although at that time they weren't carried away as captives yet.
但是他们四围的都是仇敌。
But they were surrounded with all kinds of enemies around.
这些仇敌都是服侍的。盯着这些百姓，常常欺负他们，来逼迫他们。
All these enemies gazed upon Israelites and took all the opportunities to take advantage of them.
所以他们没有安全的感觉。
Therefore, they lacked the sense of security.
随时都要受到他们的攻击。
At any time, they could be attacked, be taken advantage by all these enemies.
但是他们知道，他们听见过先知的预言，弥赛亚要来拯救他们，弥赛亚要来复兴他们。
However, they had heard the prophecies from the prophets saying that the Messiah would come to revive them, to save them.
弥赛亚来要把他们四围的仇敌全部消灭掉。
Messiah would come to destroy all the surrounding enemies for them.
弥赛亚来要审判那个列国万民。
He would come to judge all the nations of the world.
在那一个时候，以色列的百姓，他们就有名声，就能够得到称赞。
On that day, all Israelites will receive fame and praise.
正像西班牙第三章最后的一段话。
Just as Zephaniah, the last chapter, says so.
西安的民啊，你们应当欢喜。
Daughter of the Zion, rejoice.
以色列啊，你们要当欢呼。
Israel, shout.
耶路撒冷的百姓啊，你们要满心的欢喜快乐。
Daughters of Jerusalem, be glad and rejoice with all your heart.
为什么?
Why?
因为耶和华要免去你们一切的刑罚,
because the Lord will take away all your judgment and driving out all your enemies.
以色列的王, 耶和华要与你们同在, 你们必不再怕任何的灾难。
The King of Israel, the Lord, will be in your midst. You shall fear no more disaster.
哎呀，何等安慰的话，何等鼓励的话，何等叫他们欢喜快乐的，当弥赛亚来的时候。
What a comforting word that they are so glad, rejoicing, waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
所以他们一直在那里等候，仰望，等候弥赛亚的来到。
Therefore, there they have been hoping, they have been waiting for the coming of the Lord.
但是阿摩斯这句话不是这个意思。
But Amos did not mean as they thought.
阿摩斯在这里提醒他们，警告他们。
Actually, Amos was reminded them, admonished them.
假如你们不归向耶和华，你们若是不悔改，若是你们还这样的行那些恶道恶行的话，弥赛亚的来是先审判你们。
If you continue, do not turn, do not repent, continue in your evil ways, when the Messiah comes, it's the time of judgment.
他甚至于不断叫你们受灾祸，并且你们要像索多玛、蛾摩拉一样的受到这么大的灾难。
Not only would he strike you with disasters, but you would suffer as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以你们要回转，转向耶和华。
Therefore, turn, return to the Lord, repent.
我们刚刚念的。 马拉基，我们刚刚念的这一段经文，我们看见弥赛亚来不单是有一次，还有两次。
And the passage in the book of Malachi you just read tells us that the Messiah would come not only one time, but the second time.
这里讲得很清楚，万军耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我的面前预备我们的道路。It
says so clear that the Lord of hosts saying, behold, I will send a messenger. He will prepare my way.
你们所寻找的主忽然要进到圣所。
The Lord you seek will suddenly come into his temple.
那立约的主就是你们所羡慕的，快要来到。
The Lord of the covenant in whom you delight will come quickly.
这里跟我很清楚，这是第一次的来，弥赛亚的第一次来，他要差遣他的使者，那就是使徒约翰。
It's apparent that the Messiah would come the first time when he sent his messenger, that's John the Baptist.
他要来立约，他要用他的血来为我们立个新的约。
He would have made a new covenant through his blood.
你们所羡慕的，快要来到。
The one in whom you delight will come quickly.
所以这是弥赛亚第一次的了。
This is the Messiah's first advent.
接下这一段我们看见这是弥赛亚第二次的了。
And what follows is the second advent of Messiah.
不说他来的以前也要差遣他的使者。
Indeed, before he comes again, he will send his messenger.
我们知道他所差遣的使者就是摩西和以利亚。 我们在启示录第十一章很清楚看见两棵橄榄树，两座金灯台，穿毛衣的在那里要传道1260天，那就是摩西和以利亚，他要差遣他的使者在他们的面前。
And the second time when he comes, he will send his messengers, that's Moses and Elijah, as we read it in Revelation chapter 11, where the two lampstands and two witnesses, and they would put on camel hair, and they would preach the word.
他第一次来不是来审判，第一次来不是拯救以色列百姓，不是来复兴以色列百姓，不是在他们的那个政治上的复兴，是在他们的罪的上面，是他们。 灵性方面的复兴。
Now the first time when the Messiah came is not for the political or revival of the nation, but it's the revival of their spirit.
第二次来,
when he comes the second time,
他是来审判列国万民的。
He comes to judge all the nations of the world.
他的来就像临近的火一样，就像漂泊之人的漂泊布一样的那个茧一样的来漂泊。
This time when he comes, he will be like the fire of a refiner. He will be like the launderer's soap to whiten all the Israel, all the people. And he comes to judge. Not only to judge all the nations of the world, but first to judge his elect, the nation of Israel.
讲这个两次的来, 我看见很多的先知都讲到弥赛亚的第一次第二次的来。
Brothers and sisters, it's not only Malachi who speaks of this first and second advent of Christ, but in many other books of the prophets, they speak of the same thing.
但是很可怜的,这是以色列的百姓,他们只看见弥赛亚的来,是来拯救,来复兴他们,他们只抓住对他们有益的那些话语,那些对他们不利的,他们都听过就算了。
But it's quite a pity that all the Israelites see all those words that would benefit them, that the Lord, the Messiah, would come to save, to revive them, as opposed to other words. It seems that they heard, but they did not understand.
要叫他们回拐,要叫他们回转,离开,我倒行,他们听不进去,他们也不听。
They did not listen. They could not understand all the words I told them to turn to the Lord, to repent from their evil doings and ways. It's very much like today, all of, many of God's children. We hold tightly of all those words that would benefit us. While we are reading the Bible, while we are listening to the messages. All those precious promises that would benefit us, we would hold tightly to it. But we could not take in all those stern words that would tell us to repent, to turn from our evil ways.
我们看过,我们听过,
we see them, we hear them, they simply pass through us. It is exactly what how Israelites were like. Even though the prophet said it so abundantly clear,
他们耳朵是聋的, 眼睛是瞎的,
but their eyes were blind, their ears were hard of hearing, and their hearts were have grown dull.
所以我们看见神第一次来, 主人弥赛亚第一次来, 他要差遣他的使者。
This is why when the Messiah came the first time, God had to send the messenger. Why did God send the messenger, John the Baptist, to prepare the way for Christ? Because in those days, all the people fell in this kind of condition. If you read Malachi, you could understand all these people's hearts. And this is why our Lord did not speak to Israelites for 400 years.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们不听.
Because they did not want to hear.
所以神就不向他们说话.
Therefore God would not speak to them.
一直到世纪约翰出来.
Until the day when John the Baptist appeared.
他是为做主预备道路的.
He was the one who prepared the way for the Lord. He will turn many sons of Israel to the Lord, their God. He will turn the hearts of the father to their children. And he will turn the rebellious to the wisdom of the just. What is this wisdom? To fear God, to listen to him. So that their minds, their hearts will be turned. Therefore, as I mentioned last time, that when John the Baptist came, not only was he the one who was in the time of transition, but also he was the one who would prepare people ready for the Lord.
什么叫预备黑用的百姓? 就是预备那些
What does it mean to make ready God's people, prepare for Him? That to prepare people who would meet the Lord.
That.
And that's my theme from Amos chapter 4.
弟兄姊妹,
now, brother and sister, we see John the Baptist when he came. He was in the very time from Old Testament to New Testament, in the time from law into grace.
是从婴儿到一个实际。
He was in the time transitioning from shadow into the reality.
是从预言的弥赛亚到实际的神的儿子基督来到。
He was in the time of the prophecies of all the sons of God, the Messiah, into the real appearing of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
他来做见证的。
He came to bear witness.
我上次讲了，他是新约可以讲是第一个见证人。
And last time I mentioned that, we could say that he was the very first witness in New Testament.
他是新约第一个先知。
The first prophet in New Testament.
他也是新约的第一个殉道者。
He was also the first martyr in New Testament.
很多人说第一个殉道者是斯蒂凡，我觉得。 可能就是使徒约翰是第一个殉道者。什么叫见证？见证的原文就是martyrdom，就是殉道的人。Although
people say that Stephen was the first martyr, but I feel John the Baptist was the first martyr. What does it mean? What's the original meaning of this testimony? That's martyrdom.
他做些什么见证？
Then what kind of testimony is that John the Baptist held?
他做了三个见证。
He bore witnesses in three aspects.
看啊,神的羔羊,
Behold the Lamb of God.
这是第一个见证,
this is the first testimony.
第二个见证,
the second is he would baptize you with spirit and fire.
他就是那个娶新妇的那个新郎。
He was the bridegroom who would marry the bride.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹,这个三个见证是超时代的见证。
Brother and sister, these three testimonies are transcended throughout all the generations.
今天没有时间,同学们交通,可能要放在下一次。Today
I do not have time to share with you on these, maybe next time.
我今天交通的是,施西约翰来传的是什么道?他没有传什么大道理。 他的道非常的简单几个字。
Today I would like to share with you the word of his testimony. He did not come with some lofty words of God. What he preached was very, very simple.
天国近了,你们要悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
从这句话我们好像看见神对着人到底得救灭亡，对着人到底上天堂下地狱，对着人到底得永生还是不得永生，好像并不是那么重要，不是那么有兴趣。
From this simple statement, we seem to see that God isn't that interested in whether you would go to heaven or go to hell, you would be saved or you would perish.
他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
The statement says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
不是人上天堂，是天下到地上来了。
It's not man would go to heaven, instead it's heaven would come upon earth.
王来到地上了。
The king has come to earth.
这个天国就是一个 person, 就是主耶稣基督。
And this kingdom of heaven is the person, Jesus Christ.
他要来做王。
He has come to be king.
他第一次来是要在人的心中做王做宝座。
When he first came, he would be the king in man's heart. He would be enthroned in man's heart.
他要在一群人中间做宝座，掌王权。
He would set up his throne among groups of people to reign among them.
少数的一般人就是今天的教会。
Very few of them, that's today's church.
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天要来管制我们，天要来约束我们，天要来掌管我们，天要有个权柄，要我们随从、顺服、跟从。
Now the heaven will come to rule, to have dominion over us, so that we would obey to follow it.
因为当时候的人太随便了，太放肆了，都是。 行走自己的那个道路。
Because too many of us were without any restraints, so carelessly walking wherever we want to.
所以你们要悔改。
Therefore you repent.
什么叫悔改？
What does it mean to repent?
悔改就是以赛亚书55章那一段话是最清楚的解释。
Repent is best expounded in Isaiah 55, in that portion of God's word.
你们要趁着耶和华可寻找的时候寻见他。
Seek the Lord while he could be found.
亲近的时候求告他。
Call on his name while he is near. That the wicked forsake his way.
你们这些恶人要离开自己的道路，什么叫恶人？ 恶人不是杀人，不是放火，恶人就是说他们走自己的道路，不走神的道路。
Who are these the wicked ones? Not those who kill or set houses on fire, but those who go on their own way, not listening to God.
作恶的人要离开你们自己的道路。
The wicked should depart, forsake your own way.
不义的人要除去你们自己的意念。
Let the unrighteous forsake your own thought.
归向耶和华。
Turn to the Lord.
耶和华就怜悯你们。
The Lord will have compassion on you.
归向我们的神。
Turn to our God.
因为他必广施赦免。
Because he pardons abundantly.
你就悔改转向。
Repent. Turn.
离开你自己的路。
From your own way.
除去你自己的意念。
Forsake your own thought.
耶和华就要怜悯你，耶和华就要拯救你，耶和华就要施恩给你，耶和华就要赦免你一切的罪孽。
The Lord will command his compassion on you, the Lord will save you, and the Lord will pardon abundantly.
我的道路不像你们的道路。
My way is not your way.
我的意念不像你们的意念。
My thought is not your thought.
这里讲得非常的清楚。
It seems that so clearly.
不要再走我们的路。
Don't walk on your own way.
要走我的路。
But walk on the Lord's way.
我的路和你们的路是完全两条路。
And my way is so totally different from your way.
你们要除去你们的意念, 要有我的意念。 我的意念同你们的意念是完全两回事。
Forsake your thought, but have my thought, and my thought is totally different from yours.
弟兄姊妹,你看见吗? 这叫悔改。
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
这是真正的悔改, 从心里的悔改。
This is the true repentance from your heart.
这是向耶和华回转。
That is turn to the Lord.
简单不简单?
Isn't that simple?
你看使徒约翰就是讲这几句话, 天国近了, 你们要悔改。
It was simple words that John the Baptist uttered, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天处在这个时代。
Brothers and sisters, today we are in this age.
我们这个时代也是一个转移, 快要转移的一个时代。
This is also an age of transition.
是一个从末世, last day, 要转到国度的时代, 弥撒亚的一个时代。
It will transition from the last day into the day of the Messiah, of his kingdom.
神的国马上要在地上实现出来了。
The kingdom of God will soon be realized in this world.
今天的教会真能把天国彰显发表出来，但是这个天国还没有真正的在地上实现。主耶稣作王，这是在一百少数人的中间，在那里掌权，在那里作王。
Even though today the church can expand and manifest the kingdom of God, but it's only been done through few people. The whole kingdom of heaven hasn't been fully manifested yet.
末世就是说从主耶稣的第一次来，一直到主耶稣的第二次来，整个这个过程，我们都知道这叫 last day.
The last day simply starts from the day when Jesus came the first time until when he comes again the second time. The whole period is called the last day.
我们知道我们在 last day 的最后的那个 last hour 了，最后的那一个时刻了。
We are in the last hour of the last day.
去年我在第一讲不是第二讲。
Either it's in the first or second sharing, when I shared with you last year, I told you that we are so close, extremely close to the Lord's second advent.
各种的迹象, 各种的sign 都已经给我们看见了。
Through all the signs, we have seen them.
以前所隐藏的这些启示，那些末世，现在慢慢的都显明出来了。
All the prophecies kept secret, visions kept secret since the world began have been now revealed.
我特别讲到启示录的17章，那一个第七个王。 2010年已经显现出来了，第七个王，接下来就是第八个王，第八个王就是第基督，那最后的一切就要开始了。
And also the seventh king in Revelation chapter 17, as I share with you, has been revealed in 2001. And very soon the eighth king would appear.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们是在一个什么一个时代？
So brothers and sisters, what kind of age are we in today?
这个时代马上就要转变了。
The whole age will soon be changed.
那么我们怎么样做一个预备迎接神再来的器皿呢？
Then how could we become the right vessels ready made for the Lord to prepare His coming?
不但是自己预备，还能够为主预备一般人是来。
Not only are we made ready, but also we would prepare other people so they will become a people made ready for Him and being prepared for His coming.
我们今天神有没有给我们一个非常重要的信息，话语要叫我们来传讲的呢？
Is there any important word or message that we are to proclaim today?
今天神是不是交托给我们有什么见证在这个时代来见证出来呢？
Is there any testimony that God has entrusted to us today?
弟兄姊妹，很简单。
Brothers and sisters, so
虽然我们离开施洗约翰已经两千年了。
Although since John the Baptist's day has been 2,000 years,
我们今天不讲见证。
Today, we don't talk about testimony. We just want to focus on the very message that God wants us to preach today. How do you prepare yourself and also prepare others who would be made ready for His return?
很简单，没有改变。
Very simple. The same message has never changed.
仍然是这个信息。
It's still the same one.
就是那么样的简单的信息。
Simple as this statement says.
天国近了，你们要悔改。主来的日子近了，我来的日子近了，你们要悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent. The day of my coming is quick at hand, you repent.
弟兄姊妹，当两千年的时代要他们悔改，这个时代我们不需要悔改吗？
Brothers and sisters, if 2,000 years ago those people were told to repent, don't we also need to repent today?
看看今天这样一个淫乱、邪恶的、充满着罪恶的一个时代，能不悔改吗？
Consider this crooked, perverse, filled with sins, this generation, shouldn't we need to repent?
不但是不信的人需要悔改，我们连我们这些信的、神的儿女、神的教会更需要悔改。
Not only do the non-believers need to repent, but us, the church, the believers, need to repent also.
今天看看今天教会的光景，看看今天神儿女的光景，不需要悔改吗？
Take a look at all the church's condition, take a look at all the God's children's condition, should we not repent?
你打开新约的圣经。
Open your New Testament.
我们看见彼得后书第三章。
And we see in 2 Peter chapter 3.
弟兄们啊。
Brethren,
弟兄们啊,
brethren,
弟兄们不是不信的人，不是只说那一些教会以外的不信的人。
Here he is speaking to brethren, not those outside the church, the non-believers.
这里是只说那一个有形的那个教会的那些弟兄们。
He speaks of those brothers and sisters in the church, the real people.
弟兄们，你们不要忘记，主看日如千年，千年像一天一样。
Brethren, don't you forget one thing, that to the Lord sees a day as 1,000 years, 1,000 years as a day.
他不是单言。
Now, He is not slack.
他是宽容你们。
Concerning His promise, He is long-suffering toward you.
他不愿意一个人承认，他愿意人人都悔改。
He desires that not one would perish, but all come to repentance.
这个哦，是指说整个今天外表的那个教会，所有自称是基督徒也好，是真的重生的基督徒好，你们要悔改。当然，这里他不愿意一个人承认，特别是说那些假的。
Here it speaks to the church, not only those who claim themselves to be believers, but also those who are true believers. They need to repent.
你们要悔改，他不愿意你们沉沦。
God does not want you to perish.
我们知道彼得后书也好，约翰书信也好，使徒大书也好。 特别是做教会里面一般的假的那些 teacher 也好，那些先知也好，使的使徒也好，当然包括所有假的 发明的基督教徒。
We see that in Jude, in 2 Peter, in John's letters, those letters are spoke especially of those fake Christians. They profess they were Christians, but they were actually not.
就是主耶稣在登山宝训说的，到了那一天，有许多人说我不是奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名传道，奉你的名行许多的神迹异能嘛。主说我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。所以这里这一半，我刚刚你读了路加福音十三章，已经很清楚告诉我们，这些是虚假的。
These are the people that the Lord said in a Sermon on the Mount that all the, these people, although they preach the word of God, they perform miracles, but the Lord said, I do not know you, you evil ones, depart from me, as also in Luke 13 we just read.
今天的教会中间不知道有多少假的传道人、假的宣教士、假的神学家、假的牧师、假的长老，充满着教会。
Today among the churches, we don't know how many fake theologians, fake pastors, fake missionaries, and fake Christians.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Brothers and sisters, why?
因为我们今天传的道不再叫人悔改了。
Because today the word that we preach does not require people to repent.
今天连传福音都不讲悔改，连传福音都不讲罪，都不批评，不定罪。弟兄姊妹，所以教会中间假的是越来越多，越来越多。
Brothers and sisters, because today, even as we share the gospel, we do not tell people to repent, to talk about the sins, talk about condemnation. That's why all the controversies abound more and more in today's church.
所以这里是指着马太福音二十五章那个十个童女与五个童女是假的。
And also in Matthew 25, we read that there are 10 virgins, 5 of them are fake.
他们里面是没有油的，他们没有圣灵的，凡是没有基督的灵的，就是不是属基督的。这里的比喻应该看到这一点，重点看到这一点。
Now we should see the focus of that parable because those who do not have oil are those who do not have the Spirit. Those who do not have the Spirit of Christ are not God.
弟兄姊妹，他们是没有重生得救的。
Brothers and sisters, these people have never been born again and saved.
为什么？
Why?
他们是关在门外的。
Because these are the people who have been shut outside the door.
当新郎来了，门关起来了。
When the bridegroom comes, the door is shut.
新郎对他们说，我不认识你们。
And the bridegroom said, I do not know you.
我刚刚特别提到路加福音第十三章，那些关在门外的都是没有得救的。
And I mentioned especially in Luke chapter 13, all those who are shut outside of the door are those who have not been saved.
他们要在黑暗的里面哀哭切齿，直到永远。
They will weep and gnash their teeth in darkness until unto eternity.
这些人要悔改。
These people need to repent.
这些假使徒要悔改。
These fake apostles.
你们这些恶的仆人，你们这些恶的又懒又恶的仆人，你们以为主来的日子还远呢，所以你们同那一些人一起吃喝，一起宴乐。
All you lazy and wicked servants, because you think the Lord delays His coming, so you eat all the food and get drunk with those evil ones.
并且你同手动手还要打你们的同伴。
Even you beat your companions.
等到他主人来的时候，被关在门外。
When the master comes, these people will be shut outside the door.
你们这些都是假的仆人。
All these are fake servants.
所以你们要悔改。
Therefore, you need to repent.
他不愿意一个人承认，愿意人人悔改，这是对着教会讲的。
The Lord does not anyone to perish, but want all to come to repentance. This is spoken to the church.
这个话我们刚刚念的启示录，两千年来圣灵对着教会说要他们悔改。
And also the words we just read in Revelation, the Holy Spirit has said that throughout the 2,000 years that repent.
启示录是讲审判的一卷书。
Revelation is the book of judgment.
启示录是讲宝座的一卷书。
It's the book of throne.
启示录讲到将来预言的主再来的那卷书。
It speaks of the prophecy of the Lord's coming the second time.
两千年来圣灵一打开启示录，就是要叫他们悔改，何况今天这个时代。
For 2,000 years, when the Holy Spirit has spoken this to those people in those times to repent, not to mention all of us today in this age.
以弗所教会，你们要悔改，你们堕落了，你是怎么样堕落的？并且你们要悔改，要回到起初的样子。 若是不悔改，我要领导你们，把你们的灯台挪开。
To the Ephesus church, remember from where you have fallen, repent. If you do not repent, I will remove your place in your lampstand from your place.
因为你们离弃了起初的爱心。
For you have left your first love.
圣灵对毕加摩教会说，你们要悔改，不悔改，我要用口中的戒来攻击你们。
And the Holy Spirit spoke to the church at Pergamum saying, repent.If you do not repent, I will slay you with the word of my mouth.
他对着撒帝教会，我们刚刚念过了，你们要悔改。
And to Sardis Church, as we just read, repent.
你们要回想你们怎么领受的，怎么听见的，并且要悔改，还要遵行。若不悔改，我领导你们像贼一样，什么时候来到，你们并不知道。
Repent, remember how you have received and heard, repent. If you do not repent, I will come to you as a thief. You will never know at what hour I will come.
对老底家教会说，你们要悔改。
To the Laodicean church,
你们不冷也不热，像温水一样，我把你们吐出去。
Repent, you're like the lukewarm water, neither cold or hot. I will spit you out of my mouth.
我所疼爱的，我必管教，必责备。你们要发热心。
As many as I love, I will chasten, be zealous, and repent.
对推亚推拉教会是怎么讲的？
How does the Lord say to Thyatira Church?
你们要悔改。
Repent.
你们不悔改，我要杀死你们的党类，我们要叫你们经过大的患难，要叫众教会知道我是监察人心肺腑的神，我要照着你们所行的报应你们个人。
Repent, if you not do not repent, I will kill your children with death, and I will throw you into great tribulation. Repent, so that people will know that I'm the Lord who searches the heart and the mind.
我不是看你们外面的。
The Lord said, I'm not looking at all the exterior things.
人是看外面的。
People look at our things.
我是看你们内心的。
But I see through your heart.
当我看到你们的内心，你们就需要悔改。
As soon as I see your heart, that's the time you need to repent.
假如是外面的，你们不需要悔改。
If the Lord is speaking of the our things, you don't have to repent.
正像当初使徒约翰叫他们悔改的时候，他们觉得奇怪，那些祭司、那些文士、那些法利赛人，我们要悔改吗？那些外邦人需要悔改。你看我们。第一天有禁食，我们有朝圣，我们有献祭，我们有圣殿，我们有祭司，我们样样都有，我们还有会堂，我们在那里还可以敬拜啊，在那里侍奉，还可能唱诗歌，还可以读经，读先知的书，读摩西的书，我们要悔改吗？
Just as when John the Baptist told the Israelites to repent, all the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees would wonder, why do we need to repent? See, we have all the our things. We have the temple, we have the synagogue, we have sacrifices, we have all the rituals. We could worship God, we could read the prophetic word. Why do we need to repent?
我们每一件事都是按部就班的，有条有理的，我们要悔改吗？
Everything is done accordingly in a systematic, neat order. Why do we need to repent?
悔改，天国近了。
Repent, the kingdom has been at hand.
就是你们这些人要悔改。
It is you who need to repent.
你们是当阳做事的。当阳做事的，
You are fake, pretending to doing all the our things.
你们只有外面的这些疑问，没有属灵的一点点的属灵的实际在里。
You have all the outside rituals, but without any real, just a little bit of spiritual reality.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天若是神叫我们悔改，我们也可能有这个反应。
Brothers and sisters, today as the Lord says, repent, do we have the same kind of response?
我们要悔改吗?
Do we need to repent?
我们有查经,
we have Bible study, praying,
我们有不平,
we break the
我们有侍奉,
we have services,
我们有敬拜,
we worship,
我们有读经, 有祷告,
we study the Bible, we pray,
我们有传福音,
even preaching the gospel,
哎呀, 我们样样都有,
we have everything,
我们都是按部就班的, 有条有理的。
Isn't everything done accordingly in a very systematic and neat order?
外面看起来我们真是不错的。
Outward looking, we're doing very well.
别人需要悔改，我们不要悔改。
Other people might need to repent, not we.
我是监察人心的主。
But I am the one who searches the minds and hearts.
你的爱心。
Your love.
是现在增加还是减少？
Right now is increasing or decreasing?
你是真正的爱主吗？
Do you really love your Lord?
你是真正的专一爱主吗？
Do you love your Lord wholeheartedly?
你是尽心尽意尽的爱主你的神，你那个爱人像自己一样吗？
Do you really love your Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and do you love others as you love yourself?
我们检查我们的心，我们差了太远太远了。
As we examine our own hearts, we fall so far short of that.
我们不见得比以弗所教会好到哪里。
We're not any better than the church at Ephesus.
我们是真正的火热吗？
Are we really zealous?
我们还是又不冷又不热，像温水一样，比老子家教会还要温呢。
Or are we like lukewarm water, neither cold or hot, just like the Laodicean church?
我们不需要悔改吗？
Don't we need to repent?
我们的爱心今天不平放在前面，桌子放在面前，这个爱业，我们里面没有感动，没有赞美，也没有感谢，从心里所发出来的了。
Where is
我们没有感动了，在主的跟前，在饼杯的面前，我们里面麻木了。弟兄姊妹，你说你爱主吗？
Even though when the breaking bread, the table is set before you, where is your love, your heart?Has no praises, no thanksgiving. Your heart seems to be callous and numb. Do you need to repent?
我们的侍奉
Our service.
我们的侍奉是不是离开了那个侍奉的根基？
Have they left the very foundation of our services?
什么是侍奉的根基？
What is the foundation of our services?
侍奉的根基是生命。
That is the life.
侍奉的道路我们有没有离开？
Have we departed from the way of our service?
什么是侍奉的道路？侍奉的道路就是十字架。
What is the way of the services? That is the way of the cross.
可能我们也只是有这些仪文，不是按照灵的信仰。
We have all the rituals, but not according to the newness of life.
没有生命，没有圣灵在其中。
Without life, without the Holy Spirit in it.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些侍奉不需要悔改吗？
Beloved, regarding all these services, don't we need to repent?
我们太多需要悔改的。
There are too many things that we need to repent of.
我说你越是接近主，越是看见主的荣耀，越是看见主的宝座，越是看见主的降的圣判，你就越需要悔改。
The more you are drawn close to His judgment, His throne, and His glory, the more you need to repent.
哎呀，以赛亚看见耶和华坐在高高的宝座上。
As Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lofty.
以赛亚看见了大君王万军的耶和华。
When he saw the King, the Lord of hosts.
哎呀，他这么讲的。
What did he say?
哎呀，我有祸了。
Woe is me.
我有祸了。我是嘴唇不洁净的人，以赛亚嘴唇还不洁净吗？他一直在那里讲神的话，神叫他讲什么话，他就讲什么话。我们外面看以赛亚毫无瑕疵。
Isaiah said, "Woe is with me, I'm ruined." He said, "I'm a man of unclean lips." Outwardly speaking, was Isaiah the one with unclean lips? He kept speaking of the word of God. How could he be the one with unclean lips?
他看见神的荣耀，我有祸了，我是嘴唇不洁净的，也住在那些不洁净人的中间，都是不洁净的。你有没有看见今天教会的不洁净？有没有看见神儿女的不洁净？你有没有看见？
Have you seen this? Just as Isaiah saw the glory of God, he said, "Woe is with me, I'm the one with unclean lips." Today among all the churches, do we see the people with unclean lips all need to repent?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们想到施洗约翰。
Brothers and sisters,
施洗约翰摆在我们的前面，我们同他比较一下，我们就需要悔改。
As we think of John the Baptist, as you compare yourselves with him, don't we need to repent?
哎呀，我们的施洗约翰是完全的归向主的。
This John the Baptist was totally devoted to God.
我上次讲了什么叫拿西尔人？拿西尔人圣经里没有说他应当做什么，拿西尔人是。神看重的是在不是他所做的，是在他所事的。他是怎样的一个人？
Let me share with you on the Nazarite. What God emphasizes with this Nazarite is not the Nazarite's worth, the things he had done, but who he was, his very being.
他是一个完全转向神的人。
This is the one who totally turned himself to God.
他是完全把自己奉献给主的人。
These are the ones who have consecrated himself completely to God.
他是真正不爱这个世界的人。
These do not love the world.
他是真正从那些宗教的制度、宗教的系统是一刀两断的人。
These naturalized are those who have cut themselves off from the very religious system.
他应当是一个祭司。
The John the Baptist should be a priest.
他应当在圣殿里面侍奉。
And he should be serving in the temple.
他应当穿上祭司的袍子。
He should have put on a priestly robe.
他应当在圣殿里面侍奉敬拜。
He should have worshipped and served God in the temple.
他没有，他分别为圣出来。
But John the Baptist did not. Instead, he set himself apart.
他完全把自己归给神。
Completely.Devoted to God.
他穿的是什么？穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
What did he put on?
他吃的是什么？是蝗虫野蜜。
What did he put on? He put on the camel's hair. What did he eat? Honey and locusts.
他不要从世界里面得到任何的享受。
Because he did not want to receive any enjoyment from the world.
他所有的供应都是从神那里，从天来的，不是从世界的。
All his provisions came from heaven, not from that world.
他是一个被圣灵充满的人。
He was the one who was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他讲的话，他做的事，都是凭着圣灵在那里做的。
All his saying, all his deeds were based upon the Holy Spirit.
他是一个真正归给神的。
He was the true one who was given totally to God.
所以他曾经讲过，愿他兴旺，愿我衰微；愿他加增，愿我减少。
Therefore,
这是一个真正神侍奉神的一个仆人。
Therefore, once the John the Baptist said, "Let him increase, I decrease; let him prosper, and I diminish." This is a true one who serves God.
是一个完全归给神的人。
Completely given to God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，在这方面，我们若是比较一下，我们需要悔改。
Brothers and sisters, in this respect, if you compare yourself to him, don't you need to repent?
约翰福音第十二章有一句话，弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意？可能你都会的背。你有没有注意这句话
John 12 Maybe you all, some of you could memorize it But have you paid attention to this verse
主耶稣怎么讲
What did the Lord say
他说世界受了审判世界的王已经被赶出去我若从地上举起来就有吸引万人得救就吸引万人来相信我我就吸引万人能够蒙是不是不是
The Lord seems to say that The judgment has come to the world, and the rule of this world has been cast out. And when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. Is that so?
不是。
No.
他不是说，我被举起来就吸引万人来得永生，万人能够上天堂，万人能够得救。他不是说万人来归向我。归向这个字，我刚刚特别注意，我念的圣经的时候。我特别注意这个归向。
The Lord is not saying that when I am lifted up, all the people will be saved, we go to heaven, nor, no, he says, I will draw all the people to, pay attention to this word, to myself.
什么叫归向?
What does that mean, to turn to the Lord?
出埃及记第十九章怎么讲的?
Exodus 19, what does it say?
他们到了旷野第三个月他们出了埃及到了旷野。
After they left Egypt in the third month when they came to the wilderness,
耶和华就对摩西对他们讲话。
The Lord said this to them through Moses.
他说我在埃及所行的神迹你们都看见了。你们有看见我像老鹰一样把你们背在翅膀上做什么带来归我。
All the things you have seen that I did in Egypt and I have bore you on eagle's wing to do what? To come to me.
归我
To belong to God.
什么叫归我
What does that mean to belong to God?
以下讲了
And then,
你们若实在听我的话遵守我的约我就要叫你们在万民中做所我的子民 treasure, possession.
And the verse continues to say, If you hear the voice of my word and keep my covenant, I will make you a special treasure possession to myself.
归我
To myself.
把你们分别出来做什么的?
Why did the Lord set you apart? For what purpose?
来归我的。
To become his possession. What does it mean to belong to God?
我有你们的 ownership.
That means the Lord has ownership on us.
我有主权在你的身上。
He has sovereignty on us.
你要听我的话。
You listen to my voice.
你不但信我，你要顺服我。
Not only would you believe in me, but you have to follow me.
信和顺服永远不能分开的。
Brothers and sisters, trust and obey can never be separated.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章也好，十六章也好，他到外邦传讲的那个福音，就是叫他们信服正道，信服这位主。
Therefore, in Romans, whether it's in chapter 1 or chapter 16, as Paul went out to preach the gospel, for what purpose? It's to bring them to obedience of the faith, to believe, to obey the Lord.
今天你还没有听从耶和华的话，你还没有实在的听从耶和华，遵守他的约，可能你还没有真正的相信，还没有真正的悔改。
Today, if you have not heard the voice of the Lord and kept his covenant, very possibly, maybe, you haven't repented, you haven't been saved yet.
他曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各民、各国、各方买了人来归给神。
Lord Jesus was slain and bought with his blood men from every tongue, nation, people, tribe to belong to God, to unto God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
我们看见我们的约翰，他的侍奉自己没有得到一点点的东西。
Here we see John the Baptist. As to his services, he gained nothing for himself.
他越来越减少，他越来越衰微，最后他被杀头，头掉了地上。
More and more he decreased. More and more he simply faded away. In the end, he was beheaded.
所有跟随他的门徒都去了。
And all the John the Baptist's disciples went to the Lord Jesus.
哎呀，他里面只有欢喜快乐。
Yes, but in John's heart, he was filled with joy and happiness.
弟兄姊妹，今天有多少侍奉神的人，他们不是给的，他们是自己得着的。
Brothers and sisters, how many of today's people who claim to serve the God, they try to gain instead of give?
今天多少所谓的名牌的传道人，那些名牌的明星的传道人，你看看他们到底是叫主得着呢，还是他们自己得着？
How many of today's so-called star preachers, when they preach, do they allow people to gain the Christ, or do they gain something for themselves?
你看见人越来越多跟随，不是跟随主，是跟随他们。
You see more and more congregants, but they do not follow the Lord, but follow these star preachers.
哎呦，我曾经看过 TV， 他们台湾请了这个赵永基，你知道朝鲜的那个福音教会最大几百万的大教会的那个赵永基到台湾来讲道。哎呀，你没看见他进到这个教堂，好大的教堂在台湾。哎呀，一进来，所有最少几千个都站起来啊，好像是欢迎一个总统进来一样，就是少了一个红的地毯没铺上去。
At one time, I saw this TV broadcast of a preaching meeting in Taiwan, and this is in a mega church in Taiwan, and it invited the famous Korean church preacher. As this person walked into the church, the meeting place, all the people, at least thousands of them, would stand up. It's like they were welcoming a president, except they did not roll out the red carpet.
哎呀，你看见多少的群众不是跟随主，是跟随他。
So you see, millions of people are following this leader instead of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他们哪里有这么样大的魔力嘛？魔力嘛
？Brothers and sisters, where do they have? How could they have such great charisma?
有一点我要承认，他们的确是有非常特殊的一种才能，有特殊的一种智慧，特殊的一种口才。特殊的一种办法能够叫人来吸引，把人吸引到他们跟前。
But one thing I do have to admit that they do possess these extraordinary gift, eloquence, wisdom, ability to draw the multitude of people to him.
但是有一点他们必定是有的。
They do have something.
他们讲到从来不讲悔改的。
However, when they preach, they never mention repentance. Never condemn people.
从来不批评人的。
Nor do they criticize people.
从来不是叫人要悔改，要归向耶和华的。
Never have they said, return to the Lord to repent.
弟兄姊妹，这是一点能够吸引人的一个条件。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the very condition that draws people to them.
弟兄姊妹，施洗约翰不是的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not so with John the Baptist.
你看他对着法利赛人的这杯，你看他对着洗礼王的这杯，所以最后他的头掉下来。
See how he rebuked Pharisees, how he rebuked the King Herod. In the end, he was beheaded.
多少的先知
？So many prophets.
最后都是受迫害，都是殉道。为什么
？In the end, were persecuted and martyred. Why？
他们为着主。从心里面爱里面的责备得罪了多多少少的人
because for the sake of their Lord out of their love to them they have offended multitudes
他兴旺我衰微
he will prosper and I will fail
他加增
he will increase and I will decrease
哎呀弟兄姊妹我们看看我们今天的侍奉到底是我得着多还是主得着多
Brothers and sisters, consider today our services, whether it is for the Lord to gain or it's for us to gain.
时间已经到了。
Now my time is up.
他来的时候实在是近了，我必快来，赏罚在我，我要照着个人所行的来报应他。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是始，我是终。
I am coming quickly. My reward is with me. I will pay to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, and I am the end. Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主啊，你是可称颂的，都有全能的，万王之王，万主之主。
O Lord, you are the only sovereign worthy.Of our praises, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
主，你是我们拯救的磐石。
You are the rock of our salvation.
你是我们的救赎主。
You are our deliverer.
你为我们舍命。
You have given yourself for us.
主，我们就一个祷告，求主的爱更多的激励我们。
Oh Lord, we just have one prayer that your love will even stir us up more.
再次来感动我们。
Once again, move us.
你撑到永远，你的宝座。要撑到万代。
You endure forever, so does your throne.
求你使我们回转，我们就得以回转。
Turn us so that we will be returned.
复兴我们，我们就能够复兴起来。
Revive us, so we will be revived.
主啊，求你怜悯锡安，现在是可怜他的时候。
O Lord, have mercy on Zion. This is time to show your compassion.
主啊，求你向我们扬脸。
May you lift up your countenance.
主啊，求你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
这些话能够进到我们的里面。
So that these words will enter into our hearts.
但要我们能够领受你这些话。凡有耳的我们都能够听见
that we may receive your word that he who has ears let him hear
主啊你还给我们时间让我们能够悔改
Oh Lord you still give us this time to repent
主啊我们马上要迎接你见到你的面
Oh Lord very soon we will see you your face and we will meet you
主你爱我们的心我们知道我们也相信
Oh Lord the heart thatYou love us, we know, and we believe.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
住在爱里的就住在神的里面。
He who abides in God, in His love abides in God.
主，你也住在我们的里面。
Oh Lord, you also abide in us.
我们爱神的心在我们里面就能够完全。
So that our love toward God will be perfected within us.
主啊，我们可以。在审判的日子，我们能够坦然无惧，因为你如何，我们在世上。也是如何
so that on the day of judgment we will be bold as you were in the world so are we
主啊求你给我们更多的恩典叫我们在主耶稣基督里面我们有爱心我们也有信心
Oh Lord grant us more love so that in Christ Jesus we will have love and faith
让我们爱你的心爱众人的心爱弟兄姊妹的心都能够加增信心也能够充足
So that our love towards you, to our brother and sister, to all the people, will abound more and more.
主，你不会撇下我们，你也不会丢弃我们。
Lord, you will never forsake us or leave us.
你的爱在我们身上永远也不会改变。
And your love in us will never change.
你给我们立的约永远不会废去。
The covenant you have made with us will never be abolished.
愿你的儿女、你的教会都因着你的爱，我们都愿意转向，都愿意悔改。
May your church, your children, because of your love, will all be willing to turn to you to repent.
复兴你的工作在这些年间。
All in these days, revive your work.
我们将祷告祈求是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.